It is time once again to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This. You'll find them on the web, tqag.com. Welcome back, Tim and Greg.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you both doing?
Well, we're fine. We're actually getting ready to hit the road again.
Jeez. why don't you do it like Lucy and Fred and Ricky did? Just get yourself one of those Airstream trailers hit the road.
That's those things that they've really come back into their own.
Big time. Yeah.
Big. Yeah. Yeah. There was one actually that just must have been. I saw it just a few months ago online that they got an original one and they restored it. That was just unbelievable. They completely gutted the inside and they refitted the to bring it up to date, and it looks like a brand new. What are they called? Airstream.
You know, there's a restaurant and movie combination, Four Brothers Pizza in Armenia, and they have an outdoor drive-in, and they got one of those Airstream trailers, and they did that. And they gutted it, and it's now a motel room, and it comes and it's right by the rail trail, and it's beautiful. It's got a hot tub on the out. It's just amazing.
Sure.
And the thing people love to come up and spend the night in it. They get to see a movie. They want to go outside and see the movie, but it's amazing what recycling those old trailers will do. But anyways,
a little nostalgia.
Yeah.
A lot of nostalgia.
That's right. All right. So what's new?
Well, let's see. Tim just got back from California from doing this enormous appraisal. We could tell you, but we'd have to kill you.
Okay.
Right.
So,
but there's been some interesting developments in the auction world. When last we spoke, there was a Banksy painting that was going up for auction.
God, yes.
And remember last year at this time, there was the whole hullabaloo with the shredding of the painting and everything. So, of course, Sotheby's had to put it was a 14-foot-wide original painting, and it was called Devolved Parliament, which is very timely for what's going on in politics around the world. But it showed primates as, in the House of Parliaments. And in the House of Parliament. And they, of course, drew a very large audience because people were, I'm sure, thinking, oh, let's see what monkey business is going to happen with this particular painting. And
good one, Tim.
Thank you. That was just for you. And but what ended up happening was that there were over 10 or 12 bidders, active bidders, and it was estimated at $1 to $2 million. However, a lot of people thought that this was a very not only timely and topical piece, but a really important piece. And with these 10 bidders going and going, and there was finally a bidder in the back of the room, and then a telephone bidder came in at the last minute, and the final hammer came down, and the piece sold for over $12 million, which is a record for Banksy at auction. And this frenzy, and people were waiting to see if anything happened. Of course, nothing happened. It just was part of the hype, part of the Banksy experience, if you will, that this has just marched on to another level for not only the artist, but also for street art in general. So that was pretty interesting. And so far, nothing has shred. So
that was my first question. In reading the article, it seems as though just in the past month, there was another Banksy that was offered. That we talked about the girl with the balloon, which is probably one of his most iconic images.
Right.
A rare proof sold for $518,000, which I'm assuming, based on what we've talked about in the past, that was a record for that. And it went in a month from $518,000 to $12 million. And
But Greg, that's two different things too. You have
a this was a
and
quite
an original painting.
Original, you know. Yeah.
But for a print to sell like that too, that also just is showing that his market is, you know, is great. And we have a number of collectors that always ask, well, oh, I want to get it. I want to get in on this now. Well, you know, you should have been in on this about 10 years ago or 8 years ago. And then, you know, it really would be taking off. And that's the difficulty with any of collecting or any kind of artwork is when do you jump in? When do you, you know, that's why we tell people it's not about jumping in. It's about, do you like it? If you like the work and if it says something great, then do that. Unless you are a speculator or art investor and say, no, I think this is going to appreciate and here's why. But you have to know all the factors and you have to do a lot of research. And that's part of what not only collecting is, but it's also, you know, to be an educated collector, but it's also about really seeing where the trends, what people are going to be buying and what's going on. So if you don't do that, then collect what you like and collect what you love. And that's a big thing. So that was one thing. Another thing, and Greg, you I think have this story. It's about The Shining.
Oh, yes, I do. It's on my desk here somewhere, which looks like a bomb went off on it. So I'm just trying to catch up for the past 2 weeks. So I have to admit, it's not right here locally.
Okay, well, I will help you. There is the from the movie The Shining, which was Jack Nicholson, and it was the axe that he used. Here's Johnny. And the axe that he used in the movie, the prop axe, actually was up at auction, and that sold for over $200,000. And horror films. I mean, it's iconic. It's this iconic thriller, and anything that when you think of that, when you think of movies, when you think of things that are iconic, that what would people go after? That was one. And there was also another, there was a big sale of a collection of entertainment memorabilia, and it just took place, and it was in Minneapolis, and it was a small auction house, and it was one of the hosts of AMC Movies or something. He was a big movie memorabilia collector, and his name is escaping me right now, but he had passed, and his family was offering his collection. And it was one of these auctions that I got a text from Darren Julian yesterday from Julian's. He said, did you hear about this auction? He said, I would have been in this because there was great stuff, but I don't think it got as big of press. I had seen it, but I assumed Darren had seen it, but he said no. And there was an Oscar that was in the collection, and there was a lot of other movie memorabilia. Everything did well, but interesting that it went to this local auction house and not a movie memorabilia house. But they did get a lot of traction, and they did get a lot of talk about the sale. So you never know, you know, and that's the great thing with the internet.
I was just going to say that's one of the things. Even 10 years ago, if you had a collection of, let's say, movie memorabilia, you would probably not go to anyone other than the major players that were selling. But because most people have internet sales now,
and with proper marketing,
you can sell anywhere and still achieve high prices. So, and we've often talked about this, that the internet, you know, everybody thought when we first started doing this, oh, this isn't going to work. This just is not going to fly. Things aren't going to sell. Who's going to buy art at these prices over the internet without looking at it? Well, you know, it that just did not come to fruition. It actually has gone just the other way, and I think it's only going to get better in the future as the technology advances so rapidly. So I don't think people are nearly as afraid of selling on the internet now at auction as they were even as 5 years ago. Even people were still not, and in our industry we've noticed that even real estate selling online, it's become the future is now, I guess, basically is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I think that it's also because of the what you were saying, Greg, with the technology is that, and Julian started this a while ago, and I think a lot of other auction houses are jumping on, and you see Christie's and Sotheby's doing this more, is that with the video simulcast, so that people, we've become so accustomed to watching stuff, you know, whether it's on our devices or on a television, is that if we're watching an auction, I want to see the auctioneer. If I'm going to bid online, now you can actually watch the auctioneer and know what's going on in the room so that you see, and it's not just bidding blind, basically, or just putting in a bid. So I think as that changes, that interaction and that interactivity, I think, really makes a difference with bidders, because then they feel more a part of it, even though they're online. And it's the convenience of that, even though they may have to pay even a higher premium on that. And sometimes when you bid online, it might be an extra 2 or 3% that is added as a convenience fee to pay for the technology. But when you take that into consideration that you didn't have to get on a plane, travel, take time away from your job, get a hotel room, eating out, wherever it is, it evens out. And that's what people are looking at, is that it makes it that much easier for them. So that's been good.
Wow. Now, Bansky, getting back to that painting, he after it was sold, he issued one of a normal rotten statement about it.
Of course. Well, that's part of the Banksy-ish thing. Of course. You know, and that, I think people, that's what they come to just hear, is that, okay, he's got to criticize the capitalism. But he also has to, that's part of it.
But they can't, he cashes the checks when people buy this stuff.
Exactly.
Well, but he was not the one that sold this. He had sold this earlier. But in future paintings, it just makes his work worth even more. And he is cashing the checks because the originals he can now ask more for.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's the rate. Yeah. You know, he sold it for one thing. Yeah, somebody made some money on it. Yeah, that's good. But now everything else that he has that's out there goes up by that value. It just
it changes his market.
So what's he complaining about? Jeez, just shut up. And
I know. It's what did Shakespeare say? I think thou protest too much. I mean, come on.
He loves it, right? Even though he's protesting, he's really loving it. And I think
For all we know, he could be a part of this entire hype. We have no clue, because no one's seen him. No one's talked to him. He doesn't give interviews. He just magically, his stuff just appears and bang, it just goes crazy. So for all we know, he's just a brilliant marketer. And we have no clue.
He's a brilliant marketer, and just keep on painting, Bansky. That's all we can say.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, guys, it's good to speak to you. We'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds cool. Oh, no.
Actually, no.
Oh,
hey,
that's right.
We leave Thursday for our grand tour of Europe.
Well, so when will you be back?
We get back actually on November the 1st.
Well, yeah. We'll speak to you sometime after that. we'll speak to you sometime after that.
Greg will text you the date, Marshall.
All right, I want pictures and postcards too. Okay.
Oh yeah, they'll be all over Facebook. So
okay. All right, guys, have a good trip.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Tim, Luke, and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web.